Well, let's, if you have a Bible, turn to Isaiah 9. If you don't, I'm sure the easy option would be to read the screen. As Dan said, it's single figures now to Christmas. And, well, to be honest, you can tell because the car parks are full. You know, even when I come in the morning, it's like you can't really park where you usually park because everybody's shopping. But we're worshiping Jesus here. And as Dan said, you know, the person of Jesus amongst us, what a gift. What a gift to have Jesus. And in Isaiah 9, there is this description of who Jesus is. And he came as a child, but he's much more than that. He's the Son of God, gift to us. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government will be upon his shoulder. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Scripture goes on, and the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. That's the one we've been worshiping this morning. His name's Jesus, and every single word there about who he is, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, describes his character and his ability, or what he loves to do, what he does do. And everything that Jesus does is for the increase of his government. So Jesus is increasing his reign on earth. He's not just come to be your best friend, he's come to rule. And this is why even at the beginning, when it's speaking about the birth of Jesus, he's talking about the government or the reign of Jesus. And how that reign will continue to increase as people actually receive him as Lord in their own lives and Savior. By faith, we accept Jesus as Lord, and his reign increases when we do. So when individual hearts are turned and receive Jesus, his increase has happened. But we know there is this ever-increasing reign going on in our personal lives and in the way we are living out our lives. That Jesus wants to reign and bring his kingdom as it is in heaven here on earth, and his will to be done. And last week we spoke about what it means to have God with us, Emmanuel, and that we're on a supernatural journey, that it doesn't just mean you know about it, but you're experiencing Jesus as God with us, supernaturally transforming the way we live and journey through life. And this really is just part two of Emmanuel, God with us. And God really put on my heart, probably when I finished preaching last weekend, to speak about him being the Wonderful Counselor. And it's a wonderful, amazing thing to know that whatever is going on in our lives and whatever decisions and choices we all come to make, that we can turn to the Wonderful Counselor, Jesus. It describes this word wonderful, that he is absolutely extraordinary, amazing. And what he does is to fill us with wonder. Okay, so it's beyond human ability. The things that Jesus can do are to constantly bring us to amazement. Not kind of, yeah, well, I know about that and I've done that, but to be living in wonder. I think it's an absolute wonder that you and I can worship God in the Spirit and meet with him this morning. That was a wonder for me. I'm full of awe that I could be before the throne of God in the Spirit and worship the Eternal One. That for me is just, I'm in awe of him. As I stand and begin to preach this morning, it's out of, I've been so blessed to be in his presence. He fills me with wonder, and he did always in the Gospels with his teaching. People were amazed at his teaching. And when he spoke with authority, he didn't kind of use apologetics. He just declared it as it is because he's Lord. I don't know if you know anything about Jesus, but when he speaks, he doesn't suggest. He commands. He says, the word of God is the seed. It's not kind of like up for grabs. He's just straight and true. And the word of God, Jesus, is like this person of authority that when he speaks, it's just what it is. You just accept that what he says is right and true. They were amazed at his miracles. I mean, when the guy was lowered through the roof, the people said, God has done amazing things today. That guy walked out whole. So people were filled constantly with wonder at his generosity. Every aspect of Jesus is to make us wonder and be amazed. When his character, his love and compassion and mercy, when the woman was caught in adultery and brought to Jesus by the religious people, Jesus didn't say, you know, they said, you know, basically, by the law, this woman should be stoned. Jesus said, he who is without sin be the first to throw the stone. And that woman met and would have been in wonder of his mercy. That she knew she had sinned, but was amazed at his mercy. And Jesus is to amaze us in every aspect of who he is. He's perfect and superior to all others. And he came to be that in particularly the lives of those who he calls his own, his church. But the other word that often is put together with wonderful is counselor. You can take them separately or you can put them together, whichever way you want to do it. But this morning he's putting them together. He is wonderful and counselor. Now many people are looking for counsel. They want to know what to do, how life is supposed to work. They want to know about their futures. They want to know how to raise kids. They want to know how to have great relationships. They want to know how to deal with finances. They want to know how to get healed. They want to know everything, basically. And people are paying for counsel in our world today. They go to counselors or advisors, business advisors, or it is a big market in our world today. And the thing about Jesus being our counselor is he's the best and he's free. Sorry, I thought I'd tell you that good news at Christmas. Having Jesus as your wonderful counselor, you don't have to pay for it, except for in prayer and seeking him for his counsel. And this word is often in the Old Testament, counselor, is speaking of a wise king or a wise ruler, like Solomon. Solomon was known for wisdom. He was a king who guided his people through the wisdom that God gave him. And Jesus is the wise king who knows exactly how your life and the details of your life are supposed to work out. And you cannot do life without his counsel, without his guidance, or without his suggestion and leadership in your life. You will not be able to follow Jesus or do life as he intends without his counsel, his wonderful counsel. We are so short-sighted that we only make decisions with the knowledge we currently have, the experience we might have gleaned along the way, and maybe the advice of good people. But that still limits actually how we can effectively make decisions. Because the decisions day by day and life-changing decisions altering the course of your life, if it's left to your brain, then you are limited. Sorry, I'm not insulting your intelligence this morning. I'm just saying it's not enough. Because Jesus knows every reason why he made you. He created you for a plan and purpose. And he knows the end of matters, not just the beginning. So in other words, he's not short-sighted. He sees actually the end of the age when Jesus will return. Jesus, God has already seen it happen because he's outside time. He's the eternal one. And so when we make decisions, if we make decisions based on what we see here and now, our reference point is wrong. I remember when I was a little girl, I decided I knew where north was because I thought it must be. But of course, I didn't have a clue. I wasn't using the right instruments. I was using guesswork. And so I was not going north. I was just going the way I thought was north. And if we reference point our lives without his wonderful counsel, we cannot actually fulfill what we've been created to do. Every single one of us has been created for a specific plan and purpose. And we're created for a specific plan and purpose together with the people we are called to be with. So not in isolation, but in the body, set in the body as members of his church, not visitors, members of the body of Christ, where each part works out the plan together. Just as in my physical body, every member of my body is working out the plan this morning. So in God's church, we're all part, joined, knit together for an amazing plan. It has a unique outworking in your life, but it's always us, not just about you. And it's always to be, not with just seeing as we see life here and now, short-sighted, but with the mind of Christ and his mind on everything that we are involved in life. The joy of having Jesus as a gift in our lives is peacemaking, to know that actually we can have wonderful counsel. I love that. Whether it's in a bad time, in a crisis, what do you need? You need a word from God. What do you need when you're successful? A word from God. Because the danger of success is you'll do your own thing. People get all bolshy and say, well, I've got everything I need. I'll just leave and do my own thing. What do you need when you're looking at something and you just don't know what to do? Where a relationship is so complicated, you just don't know how to sort it. Or your finances are screaming, there isn't enough. You need wonderful counsel. You need God to speak so that what he says can actually guide your feet in his path. And all his ways, actually his path, scripture says, drip with abundance. That doesn't mean you're going to get rich, but you'll have more than enough in his path. You'll have solutions that are supernatural as you follow Jesus by hearing his voice. And I talk to so many people who make their mind up before they hear God. Don't know if you do. I don't know if you have. But so many people who are absolutely nowhere today have not listened to the wonderful counselor and have assessed their lives by what they feel, by what they think, by what they imagine would be a good idea. Now, these are good people, probably not sort of, some people aren't wanting to be rebellious. They just haven't listened. And, you know, we live in a time in our nation of great confusion. Can I add that and say it again? Great confusion. Think of Brexit. Just think of the government. I would say, no idea. And they are trying to find a way, and we do need to pray for our leaders. We really need to take the Prime Minister, the Cabinet, and the government, all of the government, in prayer. But I need to advise you something here. God doesn't have a political agenda. He's not a politician. He's God. Slightly higher and slightly more influential. He's not a politician, and he's not working out a political agenda. Oof. So Labour, Conservative, Lib Dem, no, nobody. Whatever party you're from, we better get on his party. God's working a plan, and you know what his plan is? Everything is conforming and coming under his Son, his Lordship. One day, everything in heaven and earth will be wrapped up unto Jesus as Lord. And the plan is he's working out his salvation plan, his kingdom here on earth as it is in heaven. Whether it's through government, through family life, through your school, where you work, he's working to a plan to bring the kingdom of heaven here on earth. That's the plan. It's salvation until Jesus returns. And, you know, we get so short-sighted when we read the news and we hear what people's opinions are, and we get all uptight. And, you know, sometimes I think we just need to relax and say, God's working a plan. As long as I keep praying, he's working out his plan. And it's his plan that will actually last. I was at a KF, Kingdom Faith Leaders meeting this week in Scarborough. A long way to go for a leaders meeting. But there were two things that really caught me. And Pastor Colin, one of them was, well, the Lord said to me about Brexit, the whole of the Christian community in the nation, we're praying, your kingdom come, your will be done. And so he says, I can't believe we didn't get it. Because if you ask, you receive. So God is at work, working his plan. Somehow, I don't understand it, but he's working his plan. I don't get everything, but I believe he's working out a plan. And the more we continue to put everything in his hands through prayer and ask, your kingdom come, not Labour or Conservative come. Your kingdom, we're here for the kingdom, aren't we? If you're here for a higher purpose, are we not? And that's the gospel of Jesus Christ in the nation. And so he said, I believe that as we pray, God is at work. Sorting everything, bringing everything together for good, for those who love him and are called according to the purpose. And God has a plan for his church. Every local church, his national church, the church in the nations, God has a plan for Israel. Israel is part of his plan. And God is working salvation in every part of his plan. And he's also got a plan for the nations. And his plan is Jesus. His plan is Jesus revealed. And that's why, you know, if you get so bamboozled in your head, you're going to miss the plan. We have to pray, Lord, you came to be Prince of Peace, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, our wonderful Counselor. So whether it's on a national, international sphere or in an individual life, Jesus wants to, in reality, be the wonderful Counselor. Ephesians 2:10. And I'm not going to speak long today because we've got a very exciting mission night tonight. Amen, everybody says. we're working his plan tonight. Do you know what his plan is? It's to see people saved, and I'm coming to work the plan. I'm coming to pray the plan. I'm coming to see people saved, to influence people. I'm not just sitting at home because I don't like the movie. I don't actually need to see this movie. But I'm working a plan. I'm living by the wonderful counselor, not my own plan. I thought I'd just mention that. So I'm going to create a fun atmosphere, but I'll be praying for every single person who's here in the room. But Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are his workmanship, his work of art created in Christ Jesus." You're not a work of art until you're born again. You're a sinner who needs saving. But as soon as you receive Jesus, you're a work of art created in Christ Jesus for good works. Now, this is what is really interesting. Good works which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in. So God has already prepared and got the plan. And we need to consult the wonderful counselor about the plan. Because I don't know everything about the plan. But he's got the plan. And I just need to know that if I'm listening to him in the right way, he will bring me into the plan and he will bring us as a church, because it'll be together we'll be working in the plan. And the second thing that Pastor Colin brought, which I thought, oh, I'll use that in the message, is he was praying and he had kind of like a vision, a prophetic revelation as he was praying. And he saw us, whether it's as leaders or as a church, individual, waiting to catch a train at a train station. And the word from God was, do not jump on any train. Don't, just because it comes in, don't take it. It'll take you to the wrong destination. Have you ever taken a train and what gone wrong? I have round London. Circle Line, I thought it was. But it wasn't the Circle Line. It was the District. And I don't know, do they mess it up a bit? You don't really know where you're going. But anyway, I got it wrong. I hold my hands up. I don't travel on trains very often, but seriously wrong. So I ended up having to get off, retrace my steps, get back to where I was and have another look at it and ask for counsel. Find out what the way is rather than just keep going on the wrong line. And he said, Pastor Colin said, by the Spirit, do not just take any idea, anybody else's thing. Don't move under pressure. Do not rush into your decisions. Wait until you've heard from me about what I've got for you to do. Now, I am not the kind of person that likes to stand on the platform in the cold and wait for a train. I'd much rather walk in and step on board and just be taken. But very often, I'm standing there waiting. And sometimes there are delays to your train. And that tests you that it hasn't come in yet. And I was thinking about this. How easy it is to jump on any train because it's a good opportunity. It looks good. It looks right. Somebody persuaded you it was right. Am I talking to myself this morning? But if Jesus is really the gift that God has given, and we miss the gift by not consulting the gift, then we're going to end up in the wrong place. Because we're not listening to what he is saying, because he's got the plan, not you, not me. It's his plan that he's working. And, you know, ideas come thick and fast, especially if you're in trouble. You try and work it out. How on earth am I going to work this lot out? And your mind can overwork and you try and solve problems with your head. And just like catching a train, you know, because I'm not a train traveler. I usually go by car. But, you know, when I arrive at the station, there is a very comforting screen to read that says first train goes there, second train goes there, third train. Now I'm on the third train, so I know I've got one, two to go before mine comes in. And that's like reading the word. Your wonderful counsel. You can't know the truth without reading the word. And so the screen is like, let the Spirit speak his word to you. Christians who don't read the word will get to the wrong destination. Because you can't follow Jesus without the word. You need to be in the word on a daily basis. But when I go to the train station, I read the screen. And it communicates to me what's coming in and where I'm going. Because that's what the word does. Shows me where I'm going. His word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. The second thing that happens is there's usually a station master or an expert dressed in the clothes you recognize as someone who works for the station. And Jesus has given us a station master. I'm not belittling him because he's God. God the Holy Spirit. And he lives in you. And he knows everything about everything. Just as the word is what we need to read, he is the Spirit that actually guides us from in our hearts to reveal to us what Jesus through the word is saying. And so it's the word and the Spirit we need. So I need, when I get on the platform, I read the screen, but I can kind of get a bit like, is it or isn't it? Is it? Just let me go and ask that guy. And I go and ask them, and I say, yes, you need to be here, and it's delayed, and you just hold, wait. And I'm comforted by the station master, because he knows where the train's going, and he knows when it's coming in, and he keeps me kind of at peace until it comes in. And then I can get on board and go where actually God's destination is. So we've got the screen check, which is the word, wonderful counsel. We've got the Holy Spirit, truth, the Spirit of truth who guides us into truth, Jesus said, and he will declare the things that I've said to you. He'll bring to your remembrance the things that the word has said. But that isn't it. Word, the Spirit, but also other travelers. Okay? So other people who've been to London loads or around London loads know the way, if they'll talk to you. They're used to it. And God puts you in a local church with people, whether it's connect group leaders, more mature people, or pastors, that actually our God uses to say, actually, we need to check that out because I'm not sure that's God. Because many of us can think we've heard God and we haven't. Has anybody ever messed up? Okay? You think you've heard God, but you haven't. And so we need the screen, the word of God, written word of God. We need the Holy Spirit living on the inside, revealing and leading us. But we also need godly advice and wisdom. We need someone, and we need to be prepared for them not agreeing with what we've heard. Otherwise, we will only go to people who will agree with what we've heard. And this is probably the hardest outworking of the Christian life, because we like to live like just me and God. And God says it doesn't work like that. I've put you in a local church so that actually for me it's protection, so that we don't get on the wrong train and get into a mess. And we don't get on the wrong train and get completely out of the will of God. And so we need godly leadership. Say leadership. You don't just need the Word and the Spirit. You need godly leadership. Now, there's a control that can come in that is wrong. Okay? The best way to handle hearing from God together with a leader is, I believe God's saying that, but would you pray? The leader comes back and says, I've prayed and I don't get a witness with what you've decided. Can we go back to the drawing board? Okay? So that's being led to reassess. Or maybe it's an amber light, maybe it's a wait. But actually, there is an accountability for and a protection that comes into our lives, that comes through leaders. I have been amazed even this year of people who won't listen to godly advice. It has astounded me and broken my heart that people are not in the right place today because they refused to listen and were determined to go on with actually their own plan, their own thought, their own feeling, or even their own sin. And for me, it's been heartbreaking. It's not something that I fear God in leading you. It's an awesome thing to lead a church, because I'm held responsible for your souls. Imagine. You're responsible too. But there is a certain responsibility on me to lead you into truth and to bring what God is saying. And if I could say, the best thing you can give God is a listening, teachable heart, willing to listen to somebody who doesn't agree with you, then I would say you're going to do really well in the Christian life. But if you are, can I say, hell-bent, because I'm going to, on doing your own thing, it's not going to go well. It just won't. And Jesus has come not to restrict our lives and make them miserable, because that's wrong, but to lead us in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And you know, there's a part to all of us that's totally selfish. It's called the flesh. Funny story here. Little girl says to mum, Mum, I want an ice cream. Mum says, no, darling, you've had too many sweets today. And little girl, being little girl, with the I want being still very much part of their nature, says, I want an ice cream. And they go on saying, I want an ice cream. Please can I have an ice cream? Have you seen them around the shops, haven't you? Particularly for Christmas. I want that toy. I want that. I really want that. Please can I have that? No, darling. No. Oh, I want it, sweetheart. No. Now be quiet. It's no. You go from darling, sweetheart to that's it. And now this little girl had been raised in church. And she'd heard adults say, God said. This is really clever. God said. And so she thought, if I put God said in front of ice cream, I'm sure I'll get what I want. And so she said, Mummy, God said I could have an ice cream. Now, mum, of course, you know, if you come out with God said I could, so I'm gonna, can't help you. But still, this little girl was under authority, the authority of her mother. And her mother was very wise. And she said, sweetheart, if God had said you could have an ice cream, he would have told me first. And there's a lesson in following wonderful counsel in that. If you put God said in front of what, we can all do it, what we want. God said, I could. It's like you're not even open to receiving godly counsel because you're shutting down. No, God said, and that's it. Closed. But it's much more than that. Because the journey that Jesus has planned for you isn't a restrictive thing. It's a powerful thing, and it's a supernatural journey. And it's full of plans and purposes that you and I haven't yet got a clue on. But as we go on the journey together with him, he will be our wonderful counselor in it. And I daily thank God that when I read the word, I'm receiving counsel. His spirit guides me and leads me in my conversations. And I have godly people around me. I can't tell you what a gift Pastor Andrea is to me. Just say, I don't agree with you. I think we need to go back to the drawing board. It's really good. I know I'm the leader. She's the second leader here, the other pastor. But I know the buck stops with me. And I like being corrected. Because it means I won't go wrong because there's too many people that will go wrong with me. And Pastor Colin too. I honor and thank God for his leadership. To say to us as leaders, wait, don't jump on every train. And really that's the message. Because if you don't wait, you will in your pressure moments jump. And you'll end up in a place you won't want to be going. Because there's only one plan. And that's the predestined works that God has prepared for us to walk in. I'm going to finish with just something supernatural to raise your expectations of having Jesus as your wonderful counselor in your experience. And then we're going to pray. But you remember in John chapter 2 when Jesus went to this wedding. And I love this story. John actually says it's the beginning of the signs that Jesus did. So if you think about how we got to the sign, the manifestation of the miracle, and follow the way they got there, it's because Jesus gave wonderful counsel to get this miracle. So if you think of it like that, don't just think about, wow, he turns water into wine. Let's sing the song. Let's see how it happened. And it all starts with Mary. Now, we know that Mary was used by God to be the mother of Jesus. But in this time and season, she was more aware of him being the Son of God than her own little boy. And she tried to involve him in a problem because the wine had run out at this wedding. And when in that society wine runs out, it's an embarrassment and it also stops the celebration of the party. It doesn't give you free license to drink and get drunk, but it does. I'm confident he didn't change water into grape juice. Praise the Lord. But, you know, there's water into wine. But we're not to drink to excess, to get drunk. We're to be more filled with the Spirit and get our experience in God, not through alcohol. Alcohol can be very dangerous if that becomes your upper. Just thought I'd mention that maybe for somebody in the room. I don't know. But Jesus wants to set you free from all your other uppers to be the one that actually satisfies and brings true freedom into our lives. But Mary, Mary said in verse 5 of chapter 2, whatever he says to you to do, do it. Whatever he says to you to do, do it. Now, they are incredible words. If you want to listen to a godly advisor, listen to her. Because that is the secret of having Jesus as your wonderful counselor. Through the word, the spirit, and through godly advisors, leaders. Do what he says to you. And she said, basically, don't ask him or tell him how to do it. Now, if you think the plan of people to produce wine is a natural plan normally. So if we're going to make wine, we need to have a vine growing. We need to wait for time for the grapes to come to fruit, ready for picking. Then we need to pick them, harvest them, and then what do we need to do? We need to ferment them. So it takes time. So the natural process of winemaking, you know, you can look into it, but it takes a lot of hard work and a lot of time. And Jesus has a plan that is completely different to the way the world does things. And it doesn't make sense to the way the world does life. The way that Jesus does life is completely different. And he speaks about filling these 6 water jars full of water, pouring them out, and taking the wine that he produces to this master of the ceremonies. Now, what if they hadn't listened to the wonderful counselor? They would never have had the wine. And many times our miracles are at the end of listening to his counsel and hearing what he is saying to do. Because if we're close to what he says and the root to our miracles, then we're not going to get the sign manifest and stand in wonder of his amazingness. Now, this sign, I love this sign because it begins with a word from Jesus to act on. But then when you act on it, God does the miracle. And it's not a whole lot of hard work. And they say about this wine, it's the best. And it's quick. But they're working to a plan that no human mind could ever come up with. When Peter had been all out all night fishing and got no harvest. You see, sometimes we'd be so much in our own plan and intentions to get the something that actually we're working our own plan. And Jesus comes and says, launch out into the deep for a catch. And at his word, Peter says, at your word, Lord, I will. In other words, because you said it, I'm going to go into this. And he saw abundant harvest. The joy of Christmas is the joy of having a wonderful counselor who will show you how to see supernatural results by following what he says to do. Don't get on every train. People say to me, why don't you get involved with, for example, street pastors? Good things that are going in. Because Jesus has said not to. For us. Why don't you do this with the homeless? Because Jesus has said not to. And there are plans coming in all the time that God is saying, you guys need to get involved in as a church. But there are certain things we celebrate other people heard God to do in other churches. But if we did everything, we'd do nothing. Think of your own personal life. If you did everything that somebody suggested to you, would you be worn out? But if we are here to do what he says, Mary's advice, we have wonderful counsel. And God then will work a miracle. We financially support other ministries in the town, and it's our way of partnering with them. We spoke about that last week. But my goodness me, I can't do everything and neither can you. And so we just need to stick to the plan that Jesus has for us as a people and as an individual. But your individual plan will work out in the plan for the church, because it always is that way. My call is connected to yours. Your call is connected to the people around you. We're all united, working together according to his glorious plan of salvation. And if I could say happy Christmas, it would be you'll have a happy one if you'll wait and listen and ask advice, godly advice, and not act on every plan that comes into your head. Or the suggestions of other people around you. Say, I'll just wait on that and see if it's the train God wants me to catch. Amen. Amen. Our wonderful counselor brings peace. When you follow him, you're not got war on the inside or war in the body, because I don't know, he's got this miraculous way of working the plan and just bringing us together in that plan. Individually, in our families, we've all got our own working lives, but when we come together, it's like, yeah, we're working the plan. And we have these times when we come together to work the plan, like Sundays and tonight on mission. We're working the plan. And Christmas is all about his plan. That he gave Jesus to be yours and my wonderful counselor. That's it. That's the word of the Lord. And some of you need a word more than others in terms of your desperation for Jesus to speak. Others of you might just need to lay your plans before God and say, Lord, I kind of thought it was mine. I assumed it all. You know, 1 + 1 = 2, and then it all seemed to add up, but you haven't spoken into this. So I need you to say something. And I need to lay down my plan so you can talk. And I also need to make sure that people around me, godly advisors and leaders, I don't want to know what you're having for breakfast, but, you know, when it's life-changing, church-changing, job changing, alteration of life, it's very wise to say, look, I think I've heard God, but could you pray with me? Because then together we'll get his mind. And there's more kind of joy in knowing, hey, we're at peace. We're at peace. God's in this. Let's move. So it's really important. Wonderful, wonderful counselor. I love Jesus. His presence is to be miraculous. And so when he speaks, don't just expect something you've got to do. Expect the wine. Amen. The result is supernatural. Not just about kind of obedience. That's not the message. It's faith and obedience. But it is to see the signs. The signs following of Emmanuel. God with us. And we live completely different to the rest of the world. They live according to their plan, but we trust, are going to live in his plan for us. Okay, let's stand together. Bless you. Bless you with counsel. Bless you with wisdom. May the Lord be what he has promised to be in your life. I'd love you now to pray.
We hope you've enjoyed this message from Kingdom Faith Southwest. For further information, log on to kingdomfaithsw.com.